Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the old fellow's dreams of wealth came crashing down yesterday when Lum, on his buying trip to the county seat, discovered that the money in the iron chest from Tennessee was nothing but a bunch of worthless old Chinese coins. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Abner is talking on the telephone.
How's that now, Tom? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we'd like to make a donate, Tom, but... Huh? Oh, sure, yeah, we got plenty of money, it ain't that, but... Well, just a minute here, I'll let you talk to Lum. He handles all that. Here, Lum, take a receiver.
Well, what's it all about?
Tom Foster says he wants us to make a donate to help him build a new roof on the church. And I don't know what to tell him.
Well, I don't know what to tell him neither. We ain't got no money, I know that.
I know, but everybody in town thinks we have. They think we're richer than anybody at all since we got that package of buried treasure the other day.
Yeah, I wish now we'd kept still about that. We found out if it was worth anything or not.
Yeah, well, here, you better talk to Tom. We can't keep him waiting.
All right, but I don't know what to say.
Well, say anything to him.
Hello, Tom. This is Lum.
I told him it was Tom.
Oh, just only tolerably, Tom. Why, yeah, Abner told me what to donate was for, and we'd love to go in on it the worst way, but... Well, you see, Tom, well, for one thing... What's that? Oh, yeah, we're rich, all right, but... Well, most of our wealth is sort of tied down. Yeah, all our liabilities is froze up.
I better close the window.
Well, as soon as they get unfroze, I'll let you know.
Maybe I ought to build a fire in the stove, too.
Well, I'm sorry we can't help you out now, Tom, but you check with us a little later on.
I'm sure they're wrong about that.
Yeah.
It's freezing, I
know. Uh-huh. All right, Tom. Goodbye. Granny, hate to turn him down. Special when we're so rich. No, that's right. We ain't, are we?
No. Not unless we go to China, we ain't, because all we got's a batch of old Chinese money.
Can't afford to go there.
No. Lum, you said the other day that all that other old junk in the package was awful valuable. Can't we sell some of that and get rich?
Well, I sort of doubt it. I don't believe that stuff's worth as much as I figured it was.
You don't, huh?
No, them cooking pans, for instance. I'm beginning to think that maybe they never actually belonged to no king after all. Or a queen, neither one, for that goes.
Not even a little bitty prince?
Not even a skullduggery maid.
Hmm.
Fact is, now that I think about it, I don't believe no king or queen would do their own cooking, no way. More than likely, hard done.
Yeah, I reckon they would.
Get hard help.
Yeah, sure. Queen will have enough to do just to keep that castle swept out good.
Yeah. Feared we couldn't get much out of the rest of that trash we got out of the buried treasure, neither.
No. Doggies. I thought surely I was going to get to be a millionaire for once.
I'd just like to know what Mr. Olney got out of his half of the treasury.
I bound you it weren't no box of old shoe buttons and stuff like that.
I knowed we oughtn't to trust him. Knowed it from the start. There he is, clean over in Tennessee with our treasury map. He knows we ain't got no way of checking up on him when he divides it.
That's making the weed.
Think I'll write him a letter and just tell him if he digs up another batch of treasury, he better watch himself when he divides it.
Watch himself?
Yes, sir.
Well, it wouldn't do no good to have him do the watching, because he won't be no more honest than himself for long. It's... Doggish, what am I trying to say here?
Wish we never went in on this dadgum treasury expedition in the first place. All it did is just cost us money.
We still owe Cedric for the money we borrowed from him to buy the treasury map from Squire Skimp.
Yeah, if we could just get enough money out of the treasury company some way to break even, I'd be satisfied.
Oh, me too. Of course, now, Lum, there might be some better treasure come in later on. See, maybe the cheap stuff is buried on top, and you have to dig down deeper to get them diamond necklaces and pearl wristwatches and all that stuff.
Oh, I doubt it. I about give up on that.
Well, it might be. Maybe they bury treasure that way to unencourage folks from digging it up. They just figure that folks will come to that cheap stuff on top and quit digging right there.
Might be. I don't hold out much hopes for it, though, Abner. Yeah, I reckon the best thing to do is just write this off to profits and loss. Loss and loss. Ain't no profits to it.
No. No, I just wish we hadn't got the whole town to thinking we were so uncommonly rich off of that treasure, though. That's what I wish.
Yeah, that was a mistake, all right. And it's going to cause us a lot of embarrassing times, too, I can tell you that.
Oh, everybody's trying to borrow money off of me, and I ain't got no money. I have to turn them down, and they don't like me for it. I don't believe I got a friend left in town.
One thing I like about it, though, folks are speaking to me nowadays that never did speak to me before.
Oh, yeah, everybody's nice as pie.
Not being nice
enough.
No, no, no. They're mercenaries, that's what they are. Maybe we ought to come right out flat-footed and tell him.
Wait a minute. There comes old Squire Skimp up out there.
Squire
yeah,
Skimp.
Yeah, coming right there on the porch.
Never saw him in days. Now, there's one fella I just leave not see right now. He's bound to ask all about the treasury.
Oh, sure.
Budinsky.
Yeah. Reckon he knowed what kind of junk was buried there when he sold us that map.
Well, to be honest, that same thought's been bouncing around in my head, Abner. And if he thinks he can...
Find out he's coming.
Better not be talking about it.
No.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Well, gentlemen, how are my good friends today?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon.
I'm glad to hear that, glad indeed. And I want you to know that I'm glad to hear about your good fortune, too.
Good fortune?
Why, yes, I understand that the buried treasure's been pouring in here just like an oil gusher.
Oh, yeah, that.
Well, just offhand, how much do you estimate your wealth at this time?
Estimate it?
Yes.
Well, it's sort of hard to figure out exactly.
Yeah, the liabilities is all fizzed up, Squire.
Heads up, Abner.
You'd say, though, that it was quite considerable, wouldn't you, Lum?
Well, yeah. Reckon you could say that if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. I knew all the time that our little venture would turn out this good when we first started it.
Our little venture?
Yes.
Well, you got out of this one, Squire.
What's that?
You sold us the treasury map for $60.
Well, yes, I know, Lum, but that was merely temporary. See, that was just while I had so many other business matters to take care of. But now I've cleared the deck, so to speak, and I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and plunge right in.
Plunge in.
You going swimming, Squire?
No, Abner. I mean that I'm ready to take up my old duties with the treasure company.
Oh, well, wait, Squire. Hey, I think it's only fair that we tell you that...
Oh, cut now, Lum. I know what you're going to say, and you're exactly right. I sold out my interest in the company, and it's only fair that I buy my way back in again. But
right.
I'm prepared to make you gentlemen a very attractive offer.
A offer?
Yes, sir. Well, to come right out flat-footed, I'm prepared to invest $200 in the company.
$200?
Hi, doggy, Squire. You just made...
Abner, wait a minute.
Huh?
Don't rush into nothing.
Oh.
Squire, would you excuse me and Abner for a second? I want to have a short board of directors meeting and take this up at it.
Why, of course. Go right ahead, Lum. Go right ahead.
Come here, Abner.
Yeah.
Over here in the corner.
Yeah, I'm coming. But, Lum, I don't see what you
just
meant.
Just come over here and hash up.
Is this fair enough?
Yeah, this ought to do.
Well, are you crazy? Here's Squire Skimp offering us $200 out of a clear blue sky, and you act like we don't know whether we want to take it or not.
Well, maybe we don't.
Huh?
I ain't sure if it'd be fair to take his money the way this treasure thing's turned out.
Well, he taking it from us when he sold us that treasury map. That is, he taking it from Cedric.
Yeah, I know that, but we ought to...
And for all we know, Lum, Mr. Allen is still digging there. He might uncover something valuable.
Yeah, well, he might.
Why, sure.
That's a moose question, though.
Well,
of course, on the other hand, he could find something.
Why, of course he could. We don't know.
And we ain't asking Squire to do this. He's doing it of his own violation.
Of course he is. If he wants to put $200 in the company, why, I don't see any way we can stop him. This is a free country, ain't it?
Yeah, you're right, Abner. You're right. Dead right.
Yeah.
Squire's in.
Look, good
right,
for him.
Right now.
Yeah, come on, let's tell him the good news.
All right. Squire, the directors has just met, and we've came to a decision on your case.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Very glad to hear it indeed, gentlemen. Now, what's the verdict? What's
Squire,
the verdict?
We decide... Oh, wait a minute. Abner, get the phone. I believe that was our ring.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'll get it.
Let's see. Where was I at now?
Hello. Jot him down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing
the
talking.
Oh, yeah. Talking. I recollect now what I started to say.
What's that, Dick?
I said we had came to a D-station.
Yes, I know, but what is it, Lum?
Well, in view of the facts that you actually started us on this treasury ID in the first place, we decided
that you're a plumb out of it, Squire.
Huh?
No, I wasn't talking to you, Dick. I'll explain it all later. Much obliged for calling. Goodbye.
Well, just a minute here, Abner.
Yes, do I understand that you men are turning down my offer?
You're understanding exactly right, Squire. You snuck out of the treasury company when things was bad, and I dog as you can just stay out.
Well, now, Abner, wait
by George, now you can't treat me like this, Abner. Why, if it wasn't for me, you men never would have found out about the treasure in the first place.
Well, now, just a second, sir.
Now, that's gratitude for you. I'm telling you right now that you're going to regret this. I still have some claim in this, and I mean to get it. Good day.
Abner, you crazy idiot. Now, look what you've did.
Doggies, I ain't going to have to divide up all our riches with no Squire Skingham. Not after the way he left out of the company a while back, Lum.
Yeah, we ain't got no riches to divide no way.
We have done it. We got more than we ever had.
What are you talking about, anyway?
That phone just now. Huh? Dick Huddleston said another box just come in there from Tennessee, and it's twice as big as the other.
Twice as big?
Yes, sir. All right, doggies, we're getting down to that valuable junk now.